As we were learning the end of Chelek Beis, we finished with Kriyas Shema Lamita, and now we're going to begin Chelek Gimel, which is essentially filled with the laws of Shabbos. We're just going to begin for the few moments that we have with the very first words in Siman Reish Mem Beis entitled "Lihizahir B'Kvod Shabbos." The importance of showing the proper Kavod Shabbos, which we're going to discuss how that's accomplished. So the Mechaber introduces Chelek Gimel with the following words: "Afil mi shitzarech la'acherim." Even if a person is dependent on others for their sustenance, im yeshul ma'at mishlo. If you have even the smallest amount for yourself, sarech lezaris atzmo l'chabed es haShabbos. You should take that small amount that you've earned and dedicate it specifically for Shabbos. And then he quotes, there's an expression that if you have a choice of asking and begging in order to be able to have an elaborate, beautiful Shabbos meal, he says it's better not to do that. You can make it a little bit more simple. Even though that's the case, that ruling is Elamisha Hashad Chuka Loi. It's in a situation b'yoser where a person is really in a distraught financial circumstance that you really have absolutely nothing. So in that situation, it's still better that you should take care of yourself and to be an independent person. And of course, if a person needs, so they, of course, we give them tzedakah. And therefore, in order to accomplish this, especially maybe now with the economy as it is, a person has to really watch what they do the other 6 days so that they will at least have something special for Shabbos. We're going to get back into that next time. We're going to focus on these two next parts. Mitakanas Ezra, Shu Mechabsin, Begodim, Bechamish, Meshabbos, Menikav, HaShabbos. One of the takanos in which Ezra instituted was that a person, L'Kavod Shabbos, should make sure that their clothes are laundered, that they're clean. And it should be done specifically B'chamishi, on Thursday. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah says, the reason for this, hold my calls, Hainu Kadeshihu Levanim B'Shabbos, so that they should be clean or white when it comes to Shabbos, Avolo B'Erev Shabbos. Specifically, Ezra instituted this should be done on Thursday, not on Friday. Kadeshihu Pinuyim was Asik B'Tzarche Shabbos, in order that you should be able to have enough time to devote to other matters which pertain to Shabbos. So you won't be in a laundromat all Erev Shabbos, making sure your clothes are clean. And then he says, Lefizeh, Sarach lezaher, Sholeilich b'chaluk echad kama shabbosos. This happens among yeshiva students, that you shouldn't wear this chaluk echad, the same shirt or the same clothes, kama shabbosos, many weeks at a time. Kedei sholavar al tekanas Ezra. Perhaps the reason I would say is because it's not so clean. But the reason he says is because of Takanas Ezra. Because it was actually a Takana that was instituted, and therefore to take it seriously and to do this, L'Kavod Shabbos, a person should make sure that their clothes are clean. It used to be a joke in the yeshiva that you knew was the beginning of the Zman because all the students' shirts were white, which eventually fade as time progresses. I just want to share with you one more halacha, which is found in the Ramah, and then the words of the Ber Halacha, which is very strong. Nohagin lalush kadei shi'ur chala bebayis lasos mehem lachamim l'tsoyalehem b'shamas v'yom tov. He says it's a custom to knead and to make chala in your own home for the honor of Shabbos as well as on Yom Tov. V'hu mechvod Shabbos v'yom tov v'ein l'shanos. This is something which one should not change, deviate from. So I'm just going to share with you one more moment the words in the Ber Halacha. It says, "V'yesh l'zeh remez b'kasuv." The pasuk actually alludes to making sure that you have your own challah prepared. "V'haya b'yom hashishi," on Friday, "v'chinu es asher yaviyu." A person should make all the necessary preparations. And in that pasuk it says, "es asher tofu efu," that which needs to be baked should be baked. And some people joke this is a remiss to tofu, right? It says tofu eifu. But that which should be baked, you should bake on Friday. Mashma diyesh le'efos be'erev Shabbos le'hochin le'Shabbos. And therefore, the pasuk alludes to the fact that it's proper that one should do their own baking of challah on Friday for Shabbos, also for Yom Tov. Gam bizman ha'gemara ha'yminhag kavua lazeh. All the way back in the time of the Gemara, many years ago, this was a something which was done. Kamo shehei b'magen Avraham, as cited elsewhere. And this is what I just want to share with you. This last sentence: v'avonoseinu harabim, because of our numerous avonos, sins that we do in our day, in which we're lax in certain mitzvos. He says, Hayom hischil eizen nashim. Can you imagine this? That it began that there were women. Lahashvis haminhag hahu beluchin min ha'ofe. That instead of making the Shabbos challahs themselves, they would go to their local baker and purchase it there. And he says, V'lav shaper avde. That which is going on is not proper, it's not good. The matinin bezek kavod Shabbos, because you're making katan, you're minimizing the honor of Shabbos. Obviously, it doesn't in a practical situation, but clearly there's a very strong inyan, if one is able to do so, that the challah should be made yourself will covet Shabbos. Rabbi Chananim, Nechor Tzuchudish Baruch, Zabakam Torah, Mitzvah, Shinemar, Adonai, Chafetz, Amatzik, Koyedut, Torah, Yadir, Adonai.